Hello and welcome to another one of our sit-downs with the head coach of the girls basketball Lady Giants, Coach Joe Lentz. Coach, how are you today?
I'm great, John. How are you?
Well, it's raining outside as we record this, so it'd be nice to have a little sunshine out there, but we're doing okay.
But it makes it feel more like basketball.
Makes it feel like November. Yep. That's right. Because, you know, it's like, what do you call 30 days in a row with no sun? November. That's okay. The way it goes. Well, Coach, first of all, congratulations on the nice win over Brownsburg. I know that was a very hard-fought victory. Talk about that one.
It was a hard-fought victory. We're trying to coalesce, bring the team together with our two injuries that have kind of held us back, and kids starting to buy in a little bit better to the effort that's needed and to the our defensive philosophy, which I know after all these years you'd think kids that have been in the program would get it, but it seems like sometimes we start over every season. So the kids really played hard, played better defense certainly in the second half, and they executed a lot better in the second half. So that led to a nice win.
Coach, you got some very good offensive production out of several of your players. I know Nia Clark had 29 points and Bria Winsey with 21 big points. You kind of expect that from Nia, the way that she's showed the last few years about her play and the way she's had some great productive games on offense. But how about Bria Winsey and the what she's contributed this year?
Oh, she's been huge for us. She rebounds, she plays defense, and of course she's been able to score. She's become somebody we rely on to get some points, certainly, and she creates a lot of things for us at both ends of the floor. I suppose from the outside it's a surprise, but looking at it from the first day the season started, we knew she's rather amazing. People know she's going to get to the rim, and yet she still gets to the rim. Where she can, you know, she finishes more often than not. She had really struggled shooting-wise in the first half, but didn't in the second half. She gets fouled. She makes over 50% of her free throws, and that's all a plus.
Because she does go to the hoop a lot. She's very aggressive, and you kind of like that mentality of just we're going to go down to the hoop. And you're kind of missing that right now, not having Kira in there. That's kind of her frame of mind,
right,
too. So.
Yeah, that stuff's all contagious. If she gets aggressive and has success with it, then everybody else kind of sees that and they'll start to turn it up too.
When you look at this team and what you have ahead of you, you have a stretch here where you're going to play several games in not a lot of time. Obviously, I think you've got three games coming up here in the next few days, or is it two?
We play today is Wednesday. We play Thursday. We will play Tuesday against Perry Meridian, and then Saturday against Lawrence Central.
Right.
All of them on the road. So that'll be a challenge in itself, being on the road. And, you know, this is the time of the year, okay, the kids are getting into it. Not a whole lot of time to prepare for each opponent, but this is kind of where you find out, you know, what you're about. And our first conference game tomorrow night, and then another one against Lawrence Central.
And as we record this, we won't talk to you again next week. So first of all, if I forget to say it, happy Thanksgiving. I know
thank
that's
you. Same to you.
And same to the Lady Giants and all the fans out there that tune into these every week. But when you look at dealing with a period where you have a holiday period of Thanksgiving, how do you handle that as a coach where you're going to have some days off? I know you deal with that here, and then, of course, you deal with that with over the holiday break as well, 2 weeks there, although you play a lot over those holiday breaks because we're covering them, so I know you guys play a lot. How do you handle that as a coach?
Well, at the beginning of the season, as a matter of fact, even over the summer, we reminded the kids that we play over the Thanksgiving holiday. We play over Christmas holiday. It's part of your commitment. You're going to be a part of the team. You've made your commitment to the team, the program, and everybody else. So it's not a surprise to any of them, and we strive for trying to find some balance because everybody does need the time off, and we'll play next Tuesday night at Perry Meridian. We'll take Wednesday and Thursday off and then practice Friday and play on Saturday. Then we'll be hopefully ready to go in the next couple weeks, getting ourselves ready for the county tourney.
And just kind of like a regardless if the Ben Davis football team plays tonight or Friday night, if they win, they would be playing state championship that same night on Saturday. that game will go on one way or another, correct?
That game will go on.
Against
Lawrence Central. It schedules as an afternoon game, 12 and 1:30, and that'll give us plenty of time to still get to Lucas Oil and watch the Giants win a state championship.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Coach, as always, thanks for joining us here.
Thanks for having me.
And we appreciate it, and we will catch up with you in a couple of weeks. We'll have a week off next week from the sit-down, but we'll catch up with you then after Thanksgiving. So congratulations on kind of the win over Brownsburg, and keep it rolling.
We'll try. Thanks,
Coach.